Hello.
Hello, my name is Corey, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
This is customer support from the credit card company.
Did you opt in for a callback?
Yeah, okay. I have a lot of calls coming in, so I wasn't sure which caller you were. I'm sorry. My name is Janet, and I'm calling about some charges on my husband's account. We're not sure what it is. I called one of the companies, and they said something about that we signed up for a $125 credit of some sort for something. I have no idea what it's about, and he doesn't have any idea either, and I really couldn't get anywhere. And she said, well, we'll give you a one-time courtesy, and we'll only charge you half price. I mean, supposedly they're giving me a $125 gift certificate for something. They really keep telling me what it's for, but I have no idea what it is. It's a subscription for Consumer Direct Savings Company. Nothing that I want. I tried to go online and Google it because they told me it's consumerdirectsavingscompany.com, and I can't get to the site, so I think it's bogus. And then The second one, I have no idea what it is. So I don't know what happened. There's a $56.95 charge, and there's a $39.99. I don't know what the company is. I tried email, looking it up online, but I can't get any information.
Okay, I'd be happy to help you with that. May I have your zip code to try to pull up an account?
The zip code is 11001.
Your first and last name?
Janet Palumbo. But the card is under my husband's name, Frank Palumbo.
Okay, so one second. And may you verify your shipping address?
61 Verbena, V as in Victor, E-R, B as in Boy, E-N-A, Avenue, Floral Park, New York. 11001.
Oh, you're good. Thank you for that. My account is full and go for me. Just give me a moment. Let me review your account.
Do you need the account number?
No, ma'am. I have everything in front of me.
Oh, okay. Great.
Let me review the account.
Thank you for getting back to me.
You're welcome. One second. Okay, so I do show here where you didn't enter the Win Hour tablet back on, actually it was February the 21st. And now you said you have spoken to somebody already?
At the Select Fireplace, something or other.
Yes. And
now, what are you saying that we spoke to someone when? First of all, my brother can't speak. My husband is deaf. So he doesn't talk to anybody.
No, I said that you stated you had spoken to somebody in regards, and they explained the sweepstakes.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I spoke to them yesterday.
Yes, ma'am.
To find out what this was all about.
So would you like me to explain it again for you?
Yes.
Okay, so yes, ma'am. So back on, like I said, February the 21st, you entered the sweepstakes to win a tablet. And with the sweepstakes entry, that was a welcoming gift into our membership program where, yes, you are charged the $56.95 monthly. And you do receive, like I said, that $125 voucher where you can use it. We do have, like I said, discounted stores, different websites as well, discounted stores.
I'm sure he did it by mistake. I mean, I'm sure he put in for the sweepstake but didn't realize that there was any kind of a charge.
Yes, ma'am. Now, I do show here where, the representative that you did speak with on yesterday, they did go in, they canceled out your account, so you don't even have to worry about any further transactions or any further vouchers or anything going forward because that representative did cancel.
How do you get the vouchers? I don't even know. Do they mail them to? I mean, I don't even know what these vouchers are for.
Yes, ma'am. I just stated that the voucher is a $125 voucher that you have gotten monthly. and therefore our discounted shopping store where it has different gadgets.
Okay, question. How do you get these? Do they email them to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, he doesn't check his emails at all.
Okay, so I can get those vouchers re-emailed out to you.
No, I don't want the vouchers. I just want to cancel everything, please.
Yes, ma'am. Like I said, the representative that you spoke with yesterday already canceled everything for you.
Oh, she didn't. But she said that I have to pay this $56.95. She said she'll cut it in half.
Okay, so I'm not showing any of those notations, but I do see where the account is closed out successfully. It was closed on actually yesterday at 12:06 p.m.
Okay, but I'm not paying this. Now, do I go to the credit card company and fight it? I'm not paying it.
Yes, ma'am. So what I can do, like I said, I can credit you to 50% off both of those transactions. And actually, your account is already closed, though, so you don't have to worry about anything else. But I can credit you to 50% off both of the $39.99 and the $56.95.
I would appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. So give me a second, and I'll initiate that refund.
You're canceling those charges?
Your account is already canceled. I'm just refunding you 50. I'm just refunding you 50% of both of those transactions.
50%. No, I don't want 50%. I want the whole 100% because I'm not paying. I'm going to have to go back to the credit card company. And I really don't want to open a case and fight it. But if I have to, I will.
Yes, ma'am. Just bear me 1 second.
Thank you. I'm sorry about that. Like I said, my husband is deaf, so he can't get on a phone, and I'm sure he clicked something by mistake and didn't read the fine print.
Okay, so now I have a question. Have you already started your dispute with your credit card company?
No, not yet, but I'm going. That's my next call, but I figured I would give you the opportunity. So
okay,
I didn't even know
I just want to let you know, if you do start a dispute with them as well as us giving a refund, your account will be in chargeback status, and then there will be nothing we are able to do for you.
No.
Wanted to clarify.
I haven't called them. You're from Select Fireplace Emporium or whatever, and Truly Amazing Quality Electric. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. No.
Let me review the notes because the last representative did leave notations. So give me 1 moment.
I didn't even realize that these two things were related. I only talked about the first one. I had no idea. I thought the second one was also a mistake, but it has a different phone number, so I didn't know.
Okay, just 1 moment.
Thank you, honey. I really appreciate your help.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Just refreshing everything.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I didn't catch your name, honey.
This is Quay, Q-U-A.
S-Q-U-A?
Yes, just Q-U-A.
Oh, Q-U-A? How do you pronounce
yes, ma'am.
That? What?
Quay.
Quay. That's very pretty.
Thank you. Okay, yes, ma'am. So I have successfully credited that full $39.99 back into the account and the $56.95 back into the account. And now it does take 3 to 5 days in order to reflect back on your account. But like I say, those refunds or they have been successfully credited.
Thank you so much. Do I get a credit number or some kind of reference number to it?
Just the confirmation numbers on both of those transactions.
May I have them?
Yes, it's Sears and Charlie. 262-204-5220. That's the first one.
Let me repeat it. See like Charlie. 262-204-520.
Yes, ma'am. And your second one is Sears and Charlie. 261-966-433.
And the second one is the $39.99. Quay, thank you so much. You've made my day, honey. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Alexa. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.